Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and I hope entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Cavalli joins us now live and in the flesh a mere hours after being called out by Aaron Rodgers in a positive way, I think. And he almost hit you in the Johnson, the Caleb Johnson on the sideline in practice.
Oh, yeah, that happened on Thursday. He was just throwing the ball away, and I froze. I didn't know if I should jump out of the way. Then I'm thinking, if I jump out of the way, maybe I'll tear something. But if I catch it, and my number one rule is never try to catch a ball anymore. Only bad things can happen, Doran.
What can happen?
You either catch it and nobody says anything, or it hits you in the yah-yahs and everybody laughs at you.
Yeah.
So what positive? So I was going to move, didn't move. And all of a sudden I realized, uh-oh, it's going right for my nether region. And the great Joe Rutter just grabbed it.
Did he catch it?
Yeah, he was like, you know, John U. Smith or something.
He snagged it.
Yes.
Nice.
Just, two hands?
I believe so. I don't know. My eyes were closed at that point. I mean, it was embarrassing, but, you know.
My soon-to-be two-year-old does that anytime you throw something to her. She, like she's going to get hit by a meteor or something.
It wasn't my best of
He definitely looks. Did that on purpose, though, right?
I think he was throwing it in my general direction. I don't think he was aiming for the, you know, the gooch or anything.
I mean, he's one of, like, if you think about people on Earth, he's probably one of the most accurate throwers of a ball on Earth.
And I said, you know, you almost hit me in the you know what. And he says, yeah, I was aiming for that, but I don't think he was.
Oh.
I mean, if you're aiming for that. I mean, I know one former quarterback was upset with a photographer at one time at training camp and drilled him upside the head 20 yards down the field on the sidelines with a ball.
Why would Ben do that to Chaz Palla?
Oh, it was a TV photographer.
Oh. Mark Cavalli brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Happy with your current sports uniform provider? Give Keystone Custom Apparel a try in 2026. Also, the big kaboom brought to you by Icy Light, of which I had a few yesterday. Mark, does this victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers change your outlook on them?
Oh, man, I'm not going to go down that road yet. I mean, it's really, really bad. They just suck you in. And then they whack you upside the head. So, Baltimore's a really bad team.
Yes,
they are. Probably one of the worst teams I've seen come out of Baltimore in 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not good all the way around.
And Lamar can't make up for it because he's clearly not right.
No, I mean, it's just something's just off in there. And that game was just, you saw early on, like, this team is not good at all. But you look at it, and the Steelers needed some fortunate bounces, some fortunate calls to get out of there with a win. But it is in Baltimore. You have to feel – where I feel the best about right now is the way the quarterback played.
Yep.
The way the quarterback played tells me that if he continues on this path, they have a shot, regardless of what the defense does. Can he do that? We'll see. But that's where I come out of it right now. Be a little skeptical. Don't buy what you saw as, hey, it's a win, they're back. But you know what? That quarterback is a difference maker.
Yeah, I'm right with you. That's exactly where I'm at. Like, I mean, yeah, that's always a good win going to Baltimore and winning. I mean, you just got to take it for what it is. But, I mean, it's not going to give us any hope that they can continue to do that moving forward. And Aaron Rodgers bouncing back after the last, three games and playing the way he did yesterday was a good sight. But will they let him play that way moving forward?
They should. They got to just say, here, it's yours. You see what we did here? Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's. You know, who cares if you can't run the ball? I mean, you give it a good old college try. Your best player is your quarterback. Your second best player right now is your wide receiver. Let those guys go and win games for you. So let's hope they don't outthink themselves. Let those guys go win it for you. And, I mean, it's not only Rodgers' ability to throw the ball, and you saw that yesterday. It's just everything else. I mean, the guy wants to win. The guy,
boy, was he fired up, man.
The guy, people, he holds people accountable. You know how everybody says, yeah, we got to be accountable, and it's just like, you know,
lip
smoke
service
in the wind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he holds people extremely accountable. And just his whole aura surrounding the team is just very – is what they need. And if he can just stay healthy, you can see he was a little bit healthier yesterday. Man, that's the only thing I look at and say, yeah, they have a shot here because of him. And I said this earlier, you know, when he got here, I don't really care what he does in the regular season. I want to see what happens when he gets to the playoffs, if he can take you to that different level because he's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, the playoffs started yesterday, and that was a good sign. If there's one thing that gives me faith that this team could be different, and I don't have a lot of faith, just be clear on that.
Yeah.
It's that guy. And if he can do it again against Miami, I'll start to believe a little bit more. But this is it right now. We need that kind of performance from Aaron Rodgers week in and week out, or they're just not going to be good enough.
And honestly, it's in, I mean, we're all in agreement here, but it has to be DK Metcalf too.
For sure.
Like, I mean, what do you have, 10 targets?
12.
Yeah. 12 targets.
Seven catches, yes. Buck 48.
Yeah, that's the arrogant Baltimore Ravens to think Marlon Humphrey can watch him one-to-one and don't shade the safety. I mean, what has
Humphrey is, it's, he's not even a shell of him for
no.
his former self.
No.
He
no,
is cooked.
What is the Ravens thinking? I mean, you look what DK's been non-existent for 2 months now. Why? Why do you change from that?
Right.
It's just crazy. And once he start smoking you, why don't you like, okay, let's switch this up a little bit.
Part of it, too, is their pass rush. You know, I thought Cincinnati's pass rush was bad. Their pass rush is worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's worse. Those are the two worst pass rushes that I've seen in a long time, and particularly for those two clubs. Yeah. Like, we're used to Baltimore blasting you in the backfield 5-6 times a game. In the heyday, Ben's getting sacked 5-6 times a game. Doesn't matter who the offensive linemen are. That's what Baltimore's always done. And we've seen Rodgers be at his best when you play futile pass rushes. Miami's better. Miami's got 31 sacks on the season. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves and talk about Monday's game, but they're going to put a little bit more heat on Rodgers. Can he move the same way? Will they have time to get open? We'll have to see. If they do, okay, I'll start to believe.
I don't think he was he touched? Well, I guess
he
on
got,
his own reception.
Yeah,
that's
it.
About it, right?
Yep.
He got away from two sacks, I thought. But other than that, he was kept clean.
Yep.
The offensive line did
a great
job. Yeah,
you got to give them credit, right?
You do.
I know it was a bad pass rush for the Ravens, but I guess
it's just everything bad by the Ravens.
Yeah.
It's just
missed a field goal.
Don't let's decide not to give the ball to Derrick Henry until like the fourth quarter again.
And that's why I'm not like, doing somersaults here, Mark, because, hey, I it's great. I didn't expect the Steelers to go in there and win. I did not, and they deserve credit for it. But, man, Baltimore, what a no-show initially. Like, they dug too big a hole. Steelers are content to let teams come back and beat you in the fourth quarter. It's happened all year long. They dug too big a hole. They're down 17-3 at home after a loss on 10 days rest, three consecutive home games. That's unforgivable. You want to talk about calling for a guy's head. If I'm doing Baltimore Ravens radio today, I'm calling for Jim Harbaugh's head and John's.
I don't think you're the only one.
Nope.
I think he's on the hot seat down there, at least with the fans, and probably rightfully so. I mean, after that performance, you're coming out there and complaining about the refereeing?
It's not going to get
any
better.
It might be
either.
True, but just shut up.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better. Their schedule is
off. Green Bay, Patriots,
yeah.
Steelers, and
Bengals, who they just lost to. This time now you got to go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, if they win out, they win the division.
Yeah, yeah, they control their fate the same way the Steelers do. Mm-hmm. That being said, that win was massive for Pittsburgh because of the two schedules. Like Miami, they're playing much better, but you're a favorite at home. You're going to be favored on the road at Cleveland. You win those two, you get to 9 wins, you're probably going to win the division because I don't see Baltimore getting to 9 anymore. I think every team in this division finishes below 500 except for the Steelers, and I think the Steelers are 9-8.
What is Steelers' percentage of winning the division now?
Oh, I'm happy you asked, Mr. Caboli.
I figured you had that.
The Steelers entered, this is according to NFL Next Gen Stats, Steelers entered the Week 14 matchup against the Ravens with a 32% chance to make the playoffs, according to Next Gen Stats. Their chances have now ballooned to an estimated 66% chance of making the playoffs.
Hmm.
Gambling world, Steelers now -170 to win the North. The Ravens sit at +170. The Bengals at +1500.
Is this the first time they've been favored now? I mean, even
no, they were briefly favored.
Very briefly, right?
They were briefly favored when they were 4-1 and the Ravens were 1-5.
Right.
But even still, it was like they were -125 or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is their best odds, I think, of the season so far to win the North. And it's I think it's more to do with Baltimore than Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that team ain't beating the Packers. That team's not beating the Patriots. They're just not.
In Green Bay too.
No. They're not doing. Now Green Bay's had some weird stinkers, but and at home. And they lost on the road to Cleveland. They lost at home to the Panthers. But I'm just not seeing it with Baltimore at all.
No.
At all. I think they shot their last, you know what, to get to a game over 500,
this is a team that really won the offseason, and the people they brought in, you're thinking this team is going to be hard to beat. I guess a lot of it has to do with the health of Lamar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And still, they rushed for over 200 yards.
Yes.
And still, you needed the third step to come into the conversation with Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, you know what? How about, what do you teach your kid, Doran? Catch the ball into the body? What is this flinging up in the air for?
He deserved it. Well, he felt Joey Porter Jr. underneath his armpits. So if you catch the ball and you feel like the defender's on your back and are kind of wrapped around you a little bit, you don't want to pull it in to tuck because then that's when it gets punched out, so you keep it away.
It just seemed like, to me, you know, from a million miles away, it seemed like he was just showboating. Hey, let me look at the ball up here.
I don't know.
I think Doran's right. I think he was trying to keep it away from JP, who also took a penalty in this game. I mean,
two.
It ain't no big game without Joey Porter Jr.
But that one penalty was kind of.
Yeah, but he's going to get. But they're targeting him.
Yes, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
They know.
You can't give him a reason.
Right.
You can't give him a reason. You think the cops might follow Bob Huggins home whenever he's out? I think they might. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Do you now believe that the Steelers will win the North? 412-928-9370. Give us a call. We'll talk more to Mark Caboli about that when we come back. We'll also hand out some game balls.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Mark Caboli with us in studio. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll go over some game balls in a couple of moments. But first, Ron from Monongahela has been waiting patiently on the horn. Hello, Ron. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I'm baffled. When's the last time in the NFL game the same rule applied but was decided two different ways?
They were different, though, weren't they? Because one's surviving the ground and one's a football move. I don't know. It makes my brain hurt, Ron.
Because Rodgers had the ball less time than Likely.
He did, but he was going to the ground.
But he didn't survive the ground.
But they said he did.
No, by the time he got to the ground, the Baltimore guy had the ball.
I agree with that, but they saw it differently. That was the one that I had a bigger... If that one went the other way, I wouldn't have had a gripe with it, honestly.
See, and I'm to the opposite. Like,
yeah.
I was good with that one because he had possession in front of his face mask. His knee was already down, and then the defender started knocking it out.
Started jiggling then.
But, I mean, you take two steps and you have possession. Like, that to me is a touchdown.
What did you think, Caboli? Thanks, Ron.
I thought you were talking about the Roman Wilson one from the Packer game.
But he
that
got
was
third,
very similar.
He got a third foot down.
That was very similar. I mean, did you see the pool report?
I did.
Yeah.
What's his name? Hengel McKringleberry? What was it?
I don't know. What it was they had the replay assistant and the referee talking, which is just a big dog and pony show if you ever had to put up with that. Going to that, so it's just
Brian Butterworth is his name.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Mrs.
It is.
Butterworth.
it's you know how Veep sort of became reality.
Yeah.
It's like if they did a show where you had a head of officiating who's some sort of like slap ass, his name would be Brian Butterworth, with all due respect, Mr.
Or what's the one guy from New York?
The old one?
Yeah, you know, what's
Who was the guy for the Jesse James?
I
blacked it all
Mexican
out.
Mexican name, right? I mean, I want to say that. It was.
I don't recall.
What the heck is this?
You know, I think I did that pool report, too, if I recall that.
No.
Did you want to say Ron Rivera?
I 100%.
Al Riveron.
Yeah, but he wasn't the referee.
And then he released the video. Hello, everybody. This is Al Riveron.
Yeah. You know, I had to do that pool report for Jesse James, and the guy was just a real you-know-what.
I think they applied the rule correctly. I think it's a bad rule. I think it's real dumb.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the Steelers did get fortunate because
yes!
you flip a coin. I mean, I'm not saying that it was a bad call, but you've seen those things go both ways. Mm-hmm. All three of them.
That's why the confidence thing for me isn't like where some people are at, because like, what are we saying right now if they ruled out a catch?
Then they lost and they blew it.
Nah, they got 2 minutes and 48 seconds for number 8 to come down and set up the balls.
Well, what if they lost?
Yeah.
If they lost, like,
they had that lead.
All their flaws were on full display yesterday. The only thing that changed was the dub instead of the L.
Yeah.
And that's big. It's big, but they were a play or two away from it. You're 6-7, and you're looking up at Baltimore, and you got a 12% chance of making the playoffs or whatever. Hey, you got to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't stop the run. They got outgained. They had 26 more plays did Baltimore than the Steelers
what
did.
What was it, 9 plays, 8 yards in the fourth quarter?
For the Steelers?
Yeah
from the point that Baltimore, from the point where the Steelers took, the 27-16 lead, the Steelers got outgained by like 200 yards.
Yeah, I think they throttled down a little bit right there, just trying to kill some time. And that probably wasn't the best thing to do.
No, you need to stay aggressive.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Vic in the North Hills, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? You know, I just want to talk about the running backs for a bit, Gainwell and Warren. I think that they, they're a good 1-2 punch. Gainwell's got the speed. Warren's got the twitch. Would love to just give the accolades to those guys for this game.
Vic, they had 34 rushing yards as a team.
Yeah, receiving, though, they did very well.
Yes.
Wow. I think that call was Arthur Smith was a – they saw something on that, little pass.
Freiermuth was wide open.
Yeah, but, I mean, the throw the ball – I mean, where nobody was even near that. I think they must have saw something on tape there.
I think that was a coverage. You mean the man-to-man one where Warren
just to dump?
I think that was a coverage bust. I think Aaron Rodgers saw something and was like, "Oh, he's not covering."
Somebody saw something
out of the backfield. Yeah, because two guys were wide open. I mean, Freiermuth, there was nobody covering him.
Yeah, and that was the Steelers. We'd be just destroying him now. Yeah, here we go with miscommunication again. That's a huge play. You throw it about a yard and get 7 points.
Texter writes in, what if they lost? That's the question you guys are literally asking. Wow. I'm just pointing out that they didn't fix their flaws. They beat a Baltimore team. I'm very happy about that. I would much rather the Steelers win the North. I'm going to go to the playoff game at home. I haven't been to a home playoff game in years. I will drink my face off. It'll be a wonderful day. I want that to happen. Yeah. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend like the Steelers were a totally different team yesterday. They weren't.
They were in one area, in my opinion, that was throwing the ball down the
field. Downfield passing game.
That was about it.
And that matters, man. Of course it matters. I can't be the guy that criticizes them after the Bears game and sings the praises of Ben Johnson saying that passing EPA is a big difference, and then the Steelers come out here and win the passing game by a significant margin and talk out of both sides of my mouth. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get overly excited about it unless they go out aggressively against Miami again. And I think that's fair. I think that's the posture every Steelers fan should take right now. Be happy that you went in there and you took over your rival's trap and you punched him in the mouth from the outset. Be thrilled about it. But if any one of you, and I'm talking to you Steelers fans out there, can literally answer this question. That's not the word I was looking for. Can legitimately answer this question. Honestly. Are you confident they're going to beat Miami? You can't be.
No.
You can't be. And that's where I am. That's all. 412-928-9370. Let's give out some game balls. You're not positive enough. All right, let's be a little positive coming up next.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You can text us as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I love kicking salespeople out. I love Brent. Music's playing. He's hey, Mark, blah, blah, blah. Hey, get out of here. I love you.
It's not like there's a million cameras in this studio and he's flipping you off.
He flipped me off? What did I do?
You told him to get out.
Well, yeah. We had 5 minutes. He could have come in and chatted with us. Well, there's 8 seconds.
Now he's trying to give you a kiss here.
Yeah, he's trying to give you a kiss.
Much love. I did the Mike Tomlin blow the camera kiss thing. Which... I like that. I do. But.
Read the room.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Because I'll tell you what, if they're down 8 points, 10 points, whatever, to Miami, and they punt the ball, you're going to be hearing it again. Like this, I don't think. Today, we're all feeling the hopium.
Didn't absolve anything.
It does not absolve anything. If you lay a stinker out there against Miami, you're right back in the same spot.
Not really, because you still got that inside track to still win in the division. If you were to loss yesterday, then a lot of things change. You can afford a loss or so, but I understand
that.
Yeah,
record-wise, but then.
Yeah. You know what? No. You got to play good football down the stretch here. Last year, you can afford a loss to Philadelphia. You never win down there. And then you know what happens? It spirals. No, you got to go out there, play good football, take the fight to Miami. I know they're a game behind you, but because of their division, they're not really in this thing. Take care of business in a game you're favored. What?
You sure they're not in this thing?
They're not in it. They're not in the division race.
Well, not the division
race.
In
the wild card race, I don't think they're in either. Mm. They're playing better, much better football.
Hey, what about this? The Steelers are, sniffing around that last wild card, too, because of everything that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
That 8, 9, and 10 spot looks like it's...
Who lost yesterday? Colts, Chiefs.
I told you a month ago Colts are done. Look at their schedule the rest of the way.
And Indiana Jones is out for the season with an Achilles, which you hate to see for a guy who had turned his career
around. Not only that is, he was mere months away from cashing out.
I know, man.
Man.
That sucks. And I don't think Anthony Richardson is even going to be ready to play for their next game. Boy,
you know,
Riley
sleeper?
Leonard was there.
In the AFC.
A sleeper?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think Houston. Texans. I think Houston could win the whole thing.
Jacksonville.
Oh,
they've been low key winning lately.
They're just, you look at them and say who they play, right? If they can beat the Texans have to be up there now, right?
Right.
They have to be with that defense.
Did you see what they did yesterday on defense?
My God, dude, they defend every blade of grass the way that I didn't think you could in the NFL anymore. They are so good defensively. They just choke you out, man. And offensively, they do just enough. And Stroud made a couple of plays last night, and they sucked the life out of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get more into some of the big NFL storylines coming up in the next segment. Right now, some game balls. I nominate for a game ball Alex Highsmith. 7 tackles, 3 for loss, game-clinching sack, 2 quarterback hits.
Wasn't this the guy that everybody, I don't know if it was you, so I'll just blame you, wanted to trade him and get rid of him because Nick Herbig was the superstar? I'm telling you, this guy is a difference maker.
Good player.
When healthy.
Good player, but I do think you hit on it there. It's tough to rely on a guy
who's very underrated when healthy, I think. I don't think he gets his props. I don't think he does.
No, I think you're right about that. But he got to stay healthy. And he hasn't been worth the contract because he hasn't stayed healthy.
Exactly.
That's not his fault. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault either. Them's just the rules.
He's still pushing Herbig out, man. Herbig, what, 25 snaps yesterday?
Yeah, but that just because they played Highsmith and he played well right. doesn't mean that Herbig still doesn't deserve to play.
No, I'm just saying that.
Because it was Highsmith, more of a run heavy offense.
I just like all three of them. I don't know why you can't keep all three. I don't know why we have to choose.
Herbig's going to get paid, though, in the offseason.
No, you think?
Yeah.
He has the potential, but he hasn't had the resume. Right?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, what's the most sacks he's had? 4 or 5? You want to give somebody like millions, 25
he's a
million?
He's a sack off the team lead behind T.J. Watt.
You don't pay on potential, I don't think.
It's not potential. He's done it. I just told you.
Well, he's not having 20 sacks like Miles Garrett.
Well, he's not Miles Garrett.
But he's what I'm saying is money-wise.
Are you going to be able to afford?
What type of money are you going to give Herbie?
They're probably going to get like 15, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he was out in the open,
do you want to give? You want to pay three
I'd
pass
pay
rushers that
I
much
would
money?
Pay him, yes, absolutely, I would pay him.
Mm. Mm.
I'll try to find more.
All right, you
want to
nominate? You want to nominate a game ball?
Yeah, game ball goes to the offensive line. In my opinion,
wow.
Dylan Cook, he gets an extra game ball of going in there whenever there was a backup already in there. Andrus Pete, he gets hurt, he gets a concussion. Dylan Cook, his first ever NFL appearance, he goes in there and he holds it down enough for the Steelers to win. The offensive line, I thought, played great. Aaron Rodgers didn't get sacked one time. Didn't really get touched unless it was the caught pass that he had.
He was just trying to go make a contested catch. That's all.
I thought the offensive line played great. I give
them
a game ball.
You know what? Mr. Discount Double Check, he agreed with you.
I thought the pass protection was excellent.
Bang.
It's great.
Mark, would you like to nominate somebody for a game ball?
I just want to make people mad and probably say Mike Tomlin, just for the fact that he was probably part of the game plan of throwing the ball deep there, but we're going strictly players.
Yes.
We're going strictly players. I got to give it to Patrick Queen. The guy couldn't even walk after the game. He's like crawling out of the media room. The guy just put it all out there, and he was very, very effective. So I'm giving it to PQ.
I totally agree with that.
I mean, without Rodgers. I think Rodgers, everybody.
Yeah, of course.
He gets the ultimate game ball. But
I thought Dulac asked a question in a way I could not agree more with. Like, did you feel, he asked Tom on this question, did you feel like Rodgers was just in control from the start to finish? And that's how I felt, man.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped that first ball into DK Metcalf, and it's like, all right, here we go.
It was over.
Here we go. The throw to, my favorite throw was probably the one to Calvin Austin down the sideline. I mean, it was a thing of beauty. And you look at that passing chart, ooh, throw it over the middle of the field, baby.
Middle of the field, down the field, tight
football
ends.
Football dirty talk, yeah.
We're not seeing too many passing charts being thrown up here in the circle in the middle of the field now.
No, I just referenced it. They actually threw it over the middle of the field. And guess what, Mark? Good things happen. That's why everybody who circles them whenever they don't throw in the middle of the field is absolutely right.
Is that a Rodgers thing or is that an Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin thing that happened yesterday?
I think it might be an NFL thing. I mean, you're talking about across the middle? Or
across the middle of the field.
I think that's more an NFL thing. I don't think a lot of teams like to throw it across
what?
The middle. Not a lot.
We watched Chicago throw it over the middle 800
I saw
times.
Matthew Stafford throw about 40 times the other day and didn't have one in the middle of the
field. You don't have to.
Well, I'm just saying. I think they try to stay away from that for the most part. I mean, so.
Oh, no, there's
I'm
too
saying
much
for yesterday,
traffic.
The reason why they did it, do you think it was more Aaron Rodgers and being a part of the game plan and saying we need to do that?
I don't think Tomlin has a lot of say in it. They might run it past him. Hey, this is what we want to do. I guess, of course, he has executive orders here. If he can, you know, say no, we're not doing this. He obviously signed off on it, but I would imagine it was an Aaron Arthur type of thing. Hey, this is what we need to do.
I think that's what happened this week. And it's not just to meet my narrative. I think they gave Rodgers more freedom, and he and Arthur Smith put their heads together and said, "We got to be aggressive." I just hope that they continue to be aggressive, and this wasn't a one-off because
they're
they
never
it
aggressive against,
the against
Baltimore. They're the 13-10. Ground and pound, punt, and hey, it's a win.
I agree
punt.
With that. Most often, it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy where you listen to the press conferences, and Tomlin's like, we're going to slog to a win. We have to slog one out. And you hear John Harbaugh, we got to slog one out. And the Steelers said, nah, we're throwing the ball down the field. DK Metcalf also gets a game ball. 12 targets, finally. 7 catches, 148, 21.1 yards per catch. That is DK Metcalf, baby. And then he stepped in as a gunner on the punt return, which is sick.
And just imagine if he actually went to the Rodgers birthday party and hung out and watched some film.
Did he not go?
Oh, he was asked that on Wednesday. Hey, what was that like? He goes, I didn't go. Reminded me of the movie, the stupid Browns draft day when they were going after Bo, whatever his name is, Bo Callahan. Nobody showed up to his birthday party. He goes, no, he said it again yesterday. No, I didn't show up.
Didn't go.
I meet with them later in a week. I'm not going there.
Well, coming up next, we go around the NFL. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, Mark just broke some news to us, and something that Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin credited after the game that might change this week. We'll get into that.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Breaking news in 1 second. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. This from Ian Rappaport. Steelers standout wide receiver DK Metcalf stayed overnight in Baltimore hotel after going to a local hospital following the game. This from Bert Loughton. Metcalf was experiencing stomach pains on the flight, and out of abundance of caution, team medical personnel sent him to a nearby hospital. He's flying back to Pittsburgh today. So it does sound like he's okay. Maybe he ate some crabs or something.
Yeah.
Or he... I'm sure they were fearful of like appendicitis or something like that.
Something bursting, yeah.
So hopefully he's all good. Just a little bit of the, bubble guts. And
yeah,
bubble guts.
Hopefully all's well that ends well, because that was the best game of his Steelers career, bar none. And they might have found something there, and it would be the most Steelers thing ever if, his appendix burst and you got to suck it all out and he can't play for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see if they were actually in the air and turned around. I doubt it. I mean, at that point, you're 30 minutes away from Pittsburgh.
Right, yeah, it was probably before.
It was probably as he was driving to taking the bus to the stadium.
A little tummy trouble.
Yeah, I have that from time to time.
Yeah, me too. My entire Ireland trip was just bubble guts.
Yeah, that's because you drank a couple.
I mean, it had to been pretty bad because, if you're... I want to get home.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. It had to have been real bad. It'd be like, all right, I can't move.
Absolutely. And one of the toughest guys on planet Earth.
Yeah, what would your old man tell you? Go sit on the toilet.
Rub some dirt on it.
So it must have been more than just go sit on the toilet, right?
Ian's ready to go around the NFL. Please don't all shout at once.
Yes.
Bang. Bang. Around the NFL. Bang. Are the Chiefs done?
Yes.
I was holding out hope. I thought they could beat the Texans. It's just a flawed team.
Yep.
Flawed offensive team. And Andy Reid lost his mojo a little bit, huh?
I mean, they got the clamps put on them. That Houston defense hasn't given up 30 this year. Only a couple times have opponents put up more than 20. That defense, I saw Mulsey tweet this out, only has two guys over the age of 30. That might be the best unit in the NFL. If I look at everyone's offenses, everyone's defenses, I think their defense is the best unit in the NFL. That is a team that I would not want to see in the playoffs.
Nope.
If I'm one of those big-time contenders, and should they be the 5 seed and the Steelers get the 4, I do not like that whatsoever. So Houston.
Buffalo coming here or Houston coming here? What would you like?
I want Indy. I'll answer it that way. Speaking of Indy, Indiana Jones out for the season. Daniel Jones suffers a torn Achilles. You hate to see it for that guy. They've got Seattle on the road, San Francisco at home, Jacksonville, and Houston. They might not make it now. After being the team that was undefeated the longest into the NFL season, they might not make it. In fact, I would guess right now that they're not going to make it. They're on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Feel bad for Daniel Jones, though.
Yeah.
And he's already dealing with, I think, a fractured tibia or fibula in his leg, and then he tears his Achilles. That's a shame.
I never knew the difference between a tibia and fibula.
Oh, inside and outside, I think, in the lower leg.
Thank you.
What about a femur?
Femur's a big one right here.
Which is very difficult to break. And yep. I know some people have broken that bone.
Yeah, that's bad.
He's mumbling more than ever right now.
Yep,
we got to turn the music down a little bit, Harry.
He's tired.
Got,
got
in at 120 last night.
A little head cold.
The Bengals lost to the Bills. Boy, did Buffalo try hard to lose that game. And Cincinnati couldn't take it. Aesthetically pleasing. Fun game to watch. You had the snow. Are the Bengals done? At 4-9.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Done.
Why'd you take your headphones off?
Because the darn thing keeps popping out, and I can't hear it anyway, so I don't really care what Harry says.
The Bengals, I think, are done from a division contention standpoint. They're plus 1,500 to win the division. But if we could just get one more help from Joey Burrow this week against them Baltimore Ravens.
I was watching some Cincinnati program or something where they went over like the political race type of thing where what needs to happen, that guy circle and stuff and everything.
Yeah, that guy with the khakis on NBC.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't him, but it was the Cincinnati version of him. It was all predicated on Cincinnati winning out. And it was like, okay, I could see this happening, but once Cincinnati loses, they're done.
Done. Because they can only get to 8-9 now. I think the Steelers are going to win 9 games. I think the Steelers are going to... Well, we'll save that for later in the week. I'll stop myself before I get ahead of myself. Coming up next, both Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin credited something that helped them win this game yesterday. And it's going to change a little bit this week. We'll tell you what that is when we return. First Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High of 29 today. Tomorrow, high of 34, low of 17, overcast. It's a Fan Morning Show.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.